It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen, County 10's morning show, and the County 10 podcast. We have some friends with us, WWF, and no, ladies and gentlemen, these are not wrestlers. These are folks from the Wyoming Wildlife Federation. I guess you're kind of putting a smackdown on, you know, people who are abusing wildlife or habitat. I don't know. Something corny. I needed something.
You could say they're in the wildlife ring.
There you go. Jared's always there to save me when I say something dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaden Bales and Cassidy Downing joining the show. How are you guys?
Oh, it's so good. Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're excited to be recovering after 4th of July.
Right.
As most folks are. So.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
My name is Jaden Bales. I'm the communications director at the Wyoming Wildlife Federation. I've been there about 2 years, but I've been volunteering and part of the Wyoming Wildlife Federation since 2018. So been really, really excited just about the mission from the get-go. And that's why I'm involved.
Favorite animal to hunt?
I'm a mule deer guy.
Favorite fish to catch?
Oh, my favorite fish to catch has got to be just a high country cutthroat.
Favorite gun to shoot?
I have a 300 short mag.
Good on the rapid fire, buddy. Like it. All right. Don't worry, Cassie.
That was intense, Shireen. I've never seen that happen in studio before. You did very well, Jaden.
I just told you. I won't do that to you, sister friend. You're one of my friends. You're my sister friend. I got you. Don't worry. Cassidy, tell the folks a little bit about yourself because you have a long resume.
Yeah, so I used to be, I guess I still am a nerd, but I used to be a professional nerd. I was an intern last summer for Wyoming Wildlife Federation and fell in love with the mission and the folks working for them, and worked my tail end off to convince them to hire me full time, and they did over Christmas this past year. And I'm now the development administrator, but I also do some education projects and community development and things like that. But I've never hunted, but I do love to fish.
She got a nice little brookie. I'll give her a shout out. Woo, woo. I like it. You also did stuff with Fish and Game. You've done stuff with Water for Wildlife as well. Like I said, Cassidy comes with a long resume as well. So if folks don't know what WWF is, not the Wrestling Federation, we're talking about Wyoming Wildlife Federation. Tell them a little bit more.
Wyoming Wildlife Federation is Wyoming's oldest sportsmen's and women's conservation organization here in the state. Been operating since 1937. So we were originally founded to kind of support the early stages of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, trying to help spread the word about the new regulations that were occurring and how wildlife management was taking place. Since then, a lot's changed, obviously. And nowadays, we really focus on habitat, wildlife, and outdoor opportunity issues, just making sure that there's plenty of outdoor opportunities for us to go out and enjoy our wildlife and wild places, and then also making sure that there's plenty of wildlife and wild places for us to enjoy. So that's kind of the gist of it.
And also, not to be mistaken, there's the Wyoming Wildlife Foundation. There's the World Wildlife Foundation. And we are Wyoming Wildlife Federation. So lots of WWFs. We are the Federation. Federations have existed since the early 1900s. There's one in every state, and they're independently organized of the National Wildlife Federation.
We talked about your love of the outdoors recently on the County 10 podcast, and it seems like you guys have a lot of support in Wyoming. There's a lot of folks that are behind your mission here locally.
Yeah, it sure is nice when you're working in something that is a pretty universally accepted and a universally important thing to Wyomingites, right? Most folks, whether or not they're a hunter or an angler, most folks really just enjoy living in Wyoming for all of the different wildness that we have, right? Whether it's seeing deer and elk alongside of the road or pronghorn or just being able to go, you know, drive around and get into some solitude, and people really appreciate that. And so it's really nice to live and work in a place where it's like such of high value.
If you're just tuning in, we got Jaden Bales and Cassidy Downing with Wyoming Wildlife Federation. I'm Shireen Herrera, and Jared Anderson joining as well. They've got some summer camps coming up. Now, I know a lot of folks' summers are already packed, busy, but there's a summer camp coming up with Wyoming Wildlife Federation July 18th. Now, Cassidy, did they miss registration already, or is this something that happens around the same time every summer?
You can sign up till the day the camp starts, as long as we haven't filled up the camps. I'm actually assisting our education director, Andrea Barbconnect, in teaching these camps. They're STEAM-based, so each day we have a different STEAM-based activity for the kids to do. And we've put lots of emphasis on free time in the outdoors. As somebody who grew up getting my feet wet in muddy puddles and playing with bugs, and Andrea did as well, we feel that kids these days need a chance to do that. in an unstructured day filled with structured STEAM activities. So if you want to get your kids into a science and wildlife-based camp, we've got one in Riverton coming up July 18th, and then we've got some in Jackson and in Lander.
Who's eligible? Everybody across Fremont County? Or you said it's just first come, first serve, basically?
It's first come, first serve. We even have kids who come here to spend the summer with their grandparents, and the grandparents sign them up. The Riverton camp this year is 6 to 9 years old.
And where do people sign up at?
They sign up on our website. They can go to class outside at wyomingwildlife.org. And as long as there's tickets available for the camp, there will be a sign up button. If it's filled up, it'll just say sold out.
Fremont County is great for opportunities for kids. There's so many diverse opportunities, whether it's through athletics, which my kid's involved with too, or the outdoors. There's a lot of chances there too. So you got to balance. Summer's getting full of stuff, but another great opportunity here.
Yeah, well, you'll have to keep that in mind for your kid next summer there. And I know Andrea too. She's awesome. So that's something to look forward to. Again, that's going to be July 18th. And so you can find out more, wyomingwildlife.org. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the wildlife on tap. This is kind of your thing, right, Cassidy?
It is, yeah. So it's sort of in my ballpark again in the education league. So we do our kids' education programs, and then I'm kind of dipping my toes into adult education for wildlife and STEAM as well, kind of on the side. But a project that I started last year, which helped WWF get convinced to hire me full-time, is called Wildlife on Tap. It happens the first Tuesday of every month. At 7 p.m., it's free, it's family-friendly. In Lander, it's at the Coulter Loft. And we have a specialist of different wildlife topics come in and talk about their research, whether it's about game, non-game. Next month, on August 2nd at 7 p.m., we'll have Andrew Giegley from Game and Fish in to talk about herps, which means reptiles and lizards and
I just
frogs
learned that. I was just talking about that, about rattlesnakes. What do you do if you get bit, or your friend gets bit by a rattlesnake if you're in the wilderness and you're not close to a hospital to do with a rattlesnake?
I had a very wrong answer, by the way.
Wasn't your answer suck it out?
Yeah, that's what that was an old myth, apparently.
Yeah,
aren't you supposed
do that?
To do that?
You know, the Oregon Trail game that we played as kids, you know, on the little during school, like they used to always, that was an option.
Exactly.
You know, that was, I think, where it came from.
Yeah, we've progressed as a society there. All right, again, that's August 2nd for the next Wildlife on Tap, but it really is every first Tuesday of the month. So if you missed that one, there will be another one to follow. Jaden Bales, WWF, let's talk about August 11th and a big event for you folks.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that is really important to all of us at the Wyoming Wildlife Federation is that we stay really connected to our local communities, right? We have just about a half dozen folks who work for us and live here in the Lander area. And it's really important that we make sure that people here locally know who we are, what we do, and get to have some fun. So on August 11th this year, we're having our community cookout at the Lander City Park. We're going to have a whole bunch of different games in addition to some wild game meat that folks can try. So we get a bunch of our ambassadors and our volunteers and our staff to bring in wild game from the previous year, and we just have a bunch of different types of things people can try. Usually there's some sort of like speed goat taco. I think I'm gonna bring in some bear sausage lasagna.
And
it'll be really fun just to, you know, try a bunch of stuff and get to hang out with folks.
It's amazing how sharing you all are with your harvest. I know so many folks are like, I'm not sharing that wild meat, you know, that's my harvest. And Wyoming Wildlife Federation has, on countless times, not only in your personal lives, but to the public as well, have displayed multiple wild game food options to freely. So that's pretty darn cool. And you know, if it's free, it's for me, buddy.
That's exactly right. I was gonna ask, what's out of the norm of meat eaters, what's the funnest meat you've either tried or the thing you like best?
So I really love black bear hunting, and black bear is one of the most versatile like things that you can do stuff with. We render all the fat down and can do a bunch of different stuff with it. My significant other, Jess, she makes a great quiche because she uses it as a breakfast sausage and then also puts that bear fat in the pie crust. So it's bear fat pie crust, bear sausage quiche, and it is just fantastic. We found some morel mushrooms outside of town. I'm not telling anybody where it was.
Yeah, don't do that.
By some, he means buckets.
Really?
It was a great year for
them.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I thought I might find some where I was. But
we're going to so throw that in the mix, too. And, oh, man, it's just that, yeah, there's a lot of fun things you can do with that wild game and local stuff you're finding. Yeah.
How about you, Cassidy? Have you had any crazy wild game or what's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a story that goes with the wild game, not the wild game, because it was black bear, too. But I was doing parasite work with the Smithsonian in West Virginia in the middle of nowhere, and a very, very old parasitologist from the Smithsonian cooked up a piece of black bear in the fire, pulled it out with his hands, and said, "Here you go." So,
wow.
Yeah.
When you said there was a parasitologist, I thought this was going a wrong different direction.
No.
You know? I was like, oh, no. I was like, Cassidy, no, you're going to make people not want to eat it.
No, made me want to eat it because he knew what was in there.
Oh, that's good.
Awesome. Well, let's recap real quick, folks, here with Wyoming Wildlife Federation, Jaden Bales and Cassidy Downing. Joining Jordan and Shireen in the County 10 podcast, Riverton Summer Camps, July 18th. Yep. Every first Tuesday of the month, they've got wildlife on tap. And then August 11th for the big event, which is going to be in Lander City Park. One of my favorite ways is to follow them on Facebook or Instagram. So, guys, did we miss anything?
No, I think you nailed it. And I just want to encourage folks, if they want to get involved, like you said, follow us on the social media platforms. And we also have a pretty cheap membership option. If you want to do it $5 a month, you can just go that way and become a member and stay up to date with all of our member benefits and also just all of the different activities that are going on as well. So I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you guys and get to connect a little bit more with this local community.
We'll have you back to talk about the August 11th event. So if people don't forget about it, but we'll find out more coming soon again on that to give you a reminder. It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen in County 10's podcast.